Every single promise in the Bible is a doorway. It's a platform for faith to be built, okay? And the way that you build something is in this, it's the same way as you learn something, okay? When you learn something, you think you learn, you don't actually learn by memorization and regurgitation. You learn by experience built upon experience, precept upon precept, okay? Faith is the same way, okay? So, for example, I know that if I sit down, this chair is going to hold me. Because I've sat down in hundreds of chairs, hundreds of times, and that's what chairs do. I now take it for granted. Okay? Engaging heaven is the exact same way. Now, the first time I sat down on a chair, I was probably Judah's age, and I probably did this. You know? But I tried again, because everybody else seemed to be sitting on chairs. I tried again and again and again, and eventually I got it, and I got my balance as a two-year-old or whatever I was. Faith is the exact same way. Engaging heaven is the exact same way, okay? So last night we talked about engaging your spirit, because you are a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. Your spirit is an eternal being. Before the beginning of the world, God knew you and called you. That means when he was creating the world, he went, it's going to be round, it's going to be beautiful, it's going to be lakes, I'm going to put a tree over here, maybe a mountain there. So he's an artist, you know, a mountain over here, maybe a little higher, showing down, a little valley here, and there's Michelle, and she's going to do this, and there's Rod, and there's Al, and there's Kathy. Oh, there's Jane, there's Jonathan. Oh, yeah. He brooded over the deep, and then he spoke, and it all came to be. Well, if he made everything, that means he made everyone. So you are a spirit, an eternal spirit, living in a temporary temporal body on earth, but your spirit existed before the beginning of time, and it will continue to exist. Do you know that actually, at the moment of conception, there is a brilliant flash of light or energy that happens. The moment sperm hits egg and gets through the wall. And scientists don't know what it is. Well, it's the release of energy, of course. They don't know what it is. We believe that it's the moment that your eternal spirit goes and hits the egg. And that is why that is the moment of conception. That is the moment that you come into being. Glory to God, right? Now, if you are an eternal being who came from before the beginning of time with God and are going to spend eternity with or without God, your choice, right? Glory. Now, what else does it say about us? Because right now, we're in this body, and this is very real to us. We believe this illusion that this is real. Feels real, looks real, you know? Actually, you know, what we're seeing is actually we're seeing a picture come through our eye, the lens of our eye, and hit the back of our retina and get through our brain and reinterpreted and turned upside down, because you actually see upside down. So your brain gets used to turning it the other way around so that it looks right side up. Otherwise, you'd all be like this. Glory to God. So this is very convincing. It's so convincing that we forget that we are eternal spirits. Here's the interesting thing. All of my children, up until the age of 3, engage with things all around the room that we could not see with our visible eyes. All of them. And sometime after 3, Seth and Isaac stopped seeing these things and stopped engaging with them. Why? Because they learned to forget. Because we didn't engage with them. And so, like, you know, you're a baby and you're like, whoa, angel, whoa, whoa, so cool. Hey, mommy's changing me. Oh, maybe I'll pee on her. Ha ha. And, I think I'm hungry. And whoa, another angel. That's so cool. And whoa, Jesus. Seth, actually, when he was like 2.5 years old, he's sitting in his high chair. He goes, and he pulls the chair next to him out. And he goes, and he looks at mommy and he goes, Jesus is here. And the hair on the back of her neck stood up. I better clean the house. No. Totally joking. He saw Jesus enter the room and sit down next to him. 2.5 years old. We were saved then, weren't we? Yeah, we were saved at that point, yeah. We didn't see it. And we had not learned how to acknowledge things by faith yet. So we went, the hair stood up on the back of our neck. We believed it. Yet by the time he was 3, he stopped doing these things. He learned to forget. What a shame. Judah's approaching 3 years old. He's still seeing things. And we're trying to. It's important. It's vital to us that we begin to engage with what's all around us. Because the Bible talks about heaven being as near as the air we can breathe. Take a breath. Heaven is as near as the air. The Bible says, remember Jesus is talking in John 17 and he's been praying and he's saying, you know, I want them to be with me where I am. I am in you and you are in me and we are together and the Spirit is with us and I want them with us where I am. What did he die for us? What he died for? He died that we would be with him where he is. Now, if he's seated in God and God's seated in him and we're seated in him, that means God is seated in us. That means it's all our perception. It's all our fault. It's our perception. Something's up. Okay? So engaging heaven is as simple as changing our perception. It's about engaging faith. Now, I will tell you, I have not mastered any of this. I am on a journey, and it would be wonderful if this whole room would come on this journey and we can go together and begin to engage the heavenly realm that is all around us right now. This room is flooded with angels even as we speak. Okay? I have heard it taught, and I have experienced this myself, and I believe it, that we all have at least one guardian angel who resembles us quite a lot. Shana maki yarabaka. I have also heard it taught, and I've experienced myself, both of us have experienced ourselves, specific angels being sent into our life for purposes, for a time or a season. Just this afternoon, I began to engage with an angel called Valor, and this angel was not for me. It's actually an angel that is at Michelle and Ron's house. It's an angel called Valor, and when he spread his wings, they filled the entire room. And by faith, because I had closed my eyes and I suddenly saw, wow. So I didn't see it with my naked eyes. I've not reached that yet, but that's okay. Some of you will if you begin to engage these things, okay? Some of you will begin to see the angelic with your eyes. So I began to engage Valor by faith. I said, wow. These are great things to ask the angel. You ready? Whoa, I sense angelic presence. What is your name? So easy. They just like when you talk to them, just like normal. And then by faith, I heard my name is Valor. So instead of had my brain going, no, that's not, you're just making that up. By faith, I said, okay, hello, Valor. Why are you here? And by faith, now my brain's going, my brain used to do this a lot. It's doing it less and less. And as you engage more, it will do it less and less. My brain's going, you're just talking to yourself. I want you to know something. Your imagination was made by God. He made everything in you. He made everything. Your flesh is not bad. Your soulish tendons, your soul is not bad. You are a spirit with a soul in a body, that you are a heavenly eternal being that has thoughts and emotions, your soul, and will, mind, will, emotions, right? And lives in a body. And in Hebraic, the Hebraic don't separate. Remember, the Old Testament was written by Hebrew, in Hebrew language. They do not separate the three out. Greek translation separated the three out. But the words for body, soul, and spirit in Hebrew are intertwined as one. They're equally good. God made it, okay? Your imagination is God-given. The words you speak are God-breathed. Every great idea you ever had came from somewhere. I'm so great, I thought up a new invention. Where'd it come from? It's all God-breathed. It's God, it's God, it's God, it's God, it's God. Okay? So if your imagination is God-given, then it's okay to use it for kingdom purposes. Because God is God enough to take over. He will add the super to your natural. The Bible even says, first the natural, then the spirit. Glory. Okay? So it's okay to use your imagination. Now, here's where faith comes in. Faith is the substance, the reality, the real thing. It's the substance. Here's faith. Ugh. It's the substance of things hoped for, of the reality of things not yet seen. You probably won't find yet in your Bible. Probably says not seen. I say not yet seen because I have faith to believe that we're going to see it in the natural with our natural eyes, okay? So if faith is this substance, then and faith is built upon platform, glory to glory, precept upon precept, then it's okay to use your sanctified imagination to begin to engage faith. Because what will happen is at some point, God will take over and you will find that not only do you believe, but God has transformed that natural thing that you started by yourself and he's brought the supernatural to it. Okay? Are you following me? I haven't lost anybody yet. Praise God. You know, glory to God. Okay. I want to tell you a secret. I'm going to name some prophetic names, okay? Let's see if you've heard some of these, okay? Bobby Connor. You heard of Bobby Connor? Patricia King. Okay. Bob Jones. Chris Vallotton. Rick Joyner. There's loads more, okay? John Paul Jackson, Paul Keith Davis, there's all these great, amazing, prophetic heavyweights. These guys, they prophesy like seismic activity. There's going to be an earthquake in Japan, and it's going to be 9.3 on the Richter scale, and it's going to come on this day in this hour. Bang, it happens. They mock. And you're like, whoa, man, like I could never do that. Like, how do they do that? It's a gift. It's just got to be a gift of God. Here's the genius thing. Here's the secret. You ready? When they get these things, they come in one of two forms. They come as a still small nothing of a voice, or the faintest, tiniest little inkling. It's just this little vague thing. They're like, oh God, what's going on in the world? What's going on? Huh? What's that? It's just this faint little nothing. It's, you know, if your brain's here, it's like over here. It's this little glimmer. But then what they do is they begin to focus on it. They begin to honor it. They're like, hang on a minute. I think I heard earthquake. Did I hear earthquake, Lord? Oh, I did hear earthquake. Okay, Father. Where is it? Islands. I see islands. Staten Island? Long Island? No, farther away. And so on and so forth. Comes as a little nothing. They have to engage their faith to put it together and get it. Okay? So I just want to encourage you, as you begin to engage the heavenlies, as you begin to engage the angelic all around you, it's going to be faint. It's going to be little glimpses. It's going to be little somethings. But it's okay. You're building. You're building your faith. You're building faith for these things. Glory to God. So angels, okay? The Bible talks about how many angels there are in heaven. Okay? Anyone good at maths? It says in Revelation, there's thousands of thousands and ten thousands of angels. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000 times 10,000 is 10,000,000,000 times 10,000 is 100 trillion angels. How many people are there on earth? 6 billion? 7 billion. It's gone up a billion. What's a billion amongst friends? 7 billion. Let's call it 10 billion. Let's be really generous. 10 billion. 100 trillion angels, 10 billion people, 1,000 angels per person if you divvy them out equally. Whoa. Whoa. My entourage is very large. Oh, Jesus. And then there's, you know, remember Jacob? He had this dream. There was a ladder. There were angels descending and ascending to heaven. Whoa. Okay, if heaven is where angels live, and heaven is as near as the air we breathe. Oh, I just breathed some angel's exhale. Smells sweet. A baby angel breath. Oh, minty. Glory to God. Patricia King does this exercise, and I love it. Would you like to do a little prophetic, angelic, engaging angel exercise? This is from Glory School. We borrow it from her, okay? We give her honor. We love Patricia King. Okay? Close your eyes. Okay? Let's just like speak in tongues or worship for like, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. Just to make sure we're in our spirit and not our flesh, okay? Just begin to sense your spirit having control of you for the moment. Father, we sanctify our imaginations. Lord, we take dominion over any deaf and dumb spirit, any blind spirit in the name of Jesus. We break it in the name of Jesus off of us. We ask you to open our eyes of faith right now, Lord. And Father, we're just going to engage with the angelic right now. Okay. You're in your spirit. Just ask Holy Spirit, ask yourself, Holy Spirit, show me in the room where one angel is. Okay? And then if you want, you can feel free to look around and just get just the faintest little glimpse. Don't doubt that very first thing that you hear, okay? Okay. And you can open your eyes and you can let Holy Spirit show you a certain place. Okay. Okay. Has everybody got just a sense of like one spot in the room where there may be some? Remember, don't doubt that first voice. It's okay. It's you. It's okay if it's your imagination. We've sanctified it. Okay. Okay. Have you got a sense of some angel somewhere in the room? Are you happy to share? We're all friends. No one's going to laugh. Okay. Whoa. Where's your angel, Phil? Just here behind you. Did anyone else sense one right there? This is the amazing thing, usually. Did anyone else sense one just there in that corner of the room? Glory to God. Who else? Who else? Where? One in this corner. Okay? Oh, two of you, three of you, four of you, five of you, six of you sense just one over here. Isn't that amazing? Okay, anyone else? On the stage. Anyone else get one back around there? Yes? One right behind me. Glory to God. Whoa, he's holding me up. Whoa. One right there. Glory. On the stage. Okay. Do you notice that several of you are sensing, I just want to encourage you, several of you are sharing the same feeling. Okay. I know, people say, oh, you can't trust your feelings. Can't trust your feelings. Do you know what? The Hebraic way, which is the basis of the Bible, not the Greek way, which is rational, logical, logic says. The Hebraic way is based on feeling and sensation as well as thought, because it's all good. Body, soul, and spirit. The soul's just as important. Emotions are just as important as rational thought. You sensed, and God honored, several of you sensed angelic in the same area. There, I sense one standing right in the back of the room. And now the next stage, I was just about to blurt out the next stage. The next stage about engaging with angels is once you get a sense of where one is, you can ask, who are you? Or why are you here? Or what is your name? Or what is your mission? Or do you have a message for me? Now, I say that because there's one standing in the back of the room and I can sense that is a watcher angel. This is where you meet regularly, isn't it? It's a watcher angel keeping the atmosphere here safe and free. Glory to God. Okay? Shana makia rabaka. Okay? How do I know that? I don't know it. I sense it. Could I be wrong? I will confess. Yes, I could be wrong. Yes, absolutely. But can I ask you, did that bring you comfort or build you up or encourage you to think that there's a watcher angel here? What is the test of the fruit of the Spirit? EEC, edification, encouragement, comfort. That's the test of prophecy. Whoa. Did it bring peace and joy, or did it bring fear? Whoa, peace, joy. These are all good, okay? Now you can go a step further as well. When you begin to sense angelic around you, you can lean into it. Now I know this sounds really odd. This is my personal experience. I know there's a watcher angel at a certain place in our house. And the other night, I leaned into it. I went and I just put my arm around him and I leaned into him by faith. And all of a sudden, from nothing, suddenly I had this sense of protection. I had this sense that he was there to keep my house safe, Our house is our house church. It's that particular room. That's the corner he stands in. I had this sense. I felt his strength. I felt his warmth. I felt his affection for me. And this is a stern guy. This is a 9-foot-tall angel with built like a brick house. When he spreads his wings, they actually go up through the floor into our bedroom. On an occasion, I have seen him while I'm going to sleep. I've seen his head peer above the floor with my faith eyes. My natural eyes haven't fully opened yet. Okay? I leaned into him and I felt something of his nature. Okay. Where's the scripture that backs this up? Okay? There's plenty of places in the Bible where they talk about angels. Mostly they talk about Michael or Gabriel, and they talk about the other one. And of course, in Revelation, John meets an angel, and Ezekiel meets an angel, and Isaiah, he meets an angel. Daniel, he actually, did he meet Gabriel? Is that who he met? Yeah. And he met the one that had been warring with the prophet. When you prayed, I was sent immediately, but I was warring with the prince of Persia for 40 days. And I've only finished defeating him, and I'm here now to tell you, to reveal the mystery. Glory to God. So there's communication with angels. It's biblical. It's scriptural. Okay? I know it says that demons kind of dress up like angels of light. I know it says that. We're not going to be fear-based. If you ever begin to speak to an angel and you get a sudden heart palpitation, like if you don't feel edification or comfort, just stop. Don't engage that angel anymore, okay? But if you feel peace, if you feel comfort, if you feel the fruit of the Spirit coming from what you're doing, it's okay. There are messenger angels. Sometimes people see orbs rather than angels. Our friend of ours can see with his natural eyes. He can see these orbs of light. Why can he see with his natural eye? I just heard someone think that. He can see with his natural eyes. He is gifted, but we can open the same gifting, okay? As you begin to engage by faith these things, your faith eyes will begin to, you'll get sure, more and more sure of your faith eyes. You can begin to pray, how are we doing? We're all right? You can begin to pray, Father God, sanctify my gateway of revelation in my spirit to the imagination in my soul. Open those gateways, Lord. Then you can begin to pray, Father God, I sanctify my eyes, my actual eyes in the name of Jesus. I sanctify them. Forgive me. Take responsibility for what you have set before your eyes through your entire life. Would you like to do this right now? Shall we do this right now? Okay. Can everyone stand up? We are going to go into the courtroom of heaven together. The Bible talks about Jesus for being our advocate. Okay? An advocate, a lawyer, you know, solicitor, whatever. Okay? Jesus is our advocate. Heaven is as near as the air we breathe. Are you all in a place where you could take a small step forward? Yeah? If you're not, you want to get to a place where you can take a small step forward, or you want to turn sideways, whatever, okay? You can take a small step forward, okay? You have to be able to do it with your eyes closed, because we don't want to be distracted by what's around us, okay? So get back in your first position, okay? Are you able to simply engage your spirit? Are you able to go, I am in my spirit? Or do you need to like pray in tongues for like 10 seconds or something like that to activate your spirit? Thank you, Lord. We engage our spirit right now. Thank you, Lord. Father, heaven is as near as the air we breathe. And so, Father, right now, we take a step forward, take a step, take a step forward into the courtroom of heaven. Whoa, my knees are getting weak. Whoa. With Jesus as our advocate, Lord God. Just put your hand over your head for a moment, okay? Like you're holding a Bible. Sorry, oh, not over your eyes yet. Just over your head for a minute, okay? Father God, I just thank you. You are holding the word of God, okay? If you actually have a Bible and you feel like putting the Bible on your head, that's fine. It's great. If you don't have to, it's okay, because it's by faith, okay? Father God, we are standing under the covering of your word right now. And Father God, under the covering of your word, we want to take responsibility for every foul thing that we have set before our eyes, Lord God. We take full responsibility for everything. We do not blame it on another. We did this, Lord God. We allowed things before our eyes that were not honoring to you, that were not honoring to ourselves, that let imaginations in, that let images imprint in our brains, Lord God, and in our spirit. And Father God, we are sorry. We just want to repent of what we have set before our eyes. We take full responsibility and we repent of it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you right now to judge us according to your word. Whoa. And we thank you, Lord God, that you judge us not guilty. Because you not only forgive us, but you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can put your hand over your eyes now. And so, Father God, I pray over my eyes and I thank you. I receive cleansing from all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God. This isn't quite part of what I was going to do, but while we're here, we're going to do this too, okay? Now, take the sin that you've just confessed and just hold it out in front of you, okay? I thank you, Lord God. And now with the same judgment that you have judged me according to your word, Father, I ask you to judge the sin that I had committed, Lord. I ask you to judge the sin with the same judgment. And I thank you, Lord God, that you judge the sin as guilty. And Father God, now I now petition the court in the name of Jesus for divorce papers between me and this sin, that it never happened again in my life, Lord God. And I receive the divorce papers for this now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask you to call to the courtroom every foul spirit, every principality that was influencing me, that was around, that was whispering in my ear to put foul things before my eyes, and I show them the divorce papers between me and this sin. And Father, we ask you to judge these foul spirits in the mighty name of Jesus, according to your word. Some of you can hear squealing and popping. It's okay. The demonic cannot withstand the light of God or his judgment. Thank you, Lord God. Okay. You have sanctified your eyes. Now you can begin to pray. Father God, will you open up the gateway of revelation and faith through the gateway of my imagination, that I may see dreams and visions, and that my faith eyes may see the angelic realm all around me. Angelic realm all around me. And Father God, with my sanctified eyes, I pray. You will open the gateway from my imagination to my naked eye, that I may see with my naked eye the angelic realm all around me. And I thank you for it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let's just add this one thing. And Father God, we wish to see the angelic, the good, not the demonic. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, you can open your eyes. Look again, maybe look again in the spots where you thought you saw, with your faith eyes, you saw the angelic. You might begin to see something. Maybe not. You may need to practice this more. You may need to first grow the faith eyes more, but you might see something. I often see things out of the corner of my eye. rather than with my front eye. Whoa. Whoa, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whoa.